For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU women's basketball team running a 3-game winning streak, heading on the road this weekend to the University of Mary, joined by Beaver head coach Chelsea DeVille. Congratulations on a pair of wins last week, Chelsea.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a fun weekend. Our kids played well, and looking back and watching film with them on Monday, it was nice to see we still have areas that we can get much better on. But I think the formula at hand is working for us, so it's exciting to just get better at it.
As you rewatch that film, their shooting percentage number wasn't great. Again, how much of that was on you and what you guys were doing defensively?
I think it was a lot. We wanted to take away the paint within their post players, both their 4 and their 5, and then really try to contain the best we can their guards and not let them beat us, because they have a lot of talent inside and out. But when you take away the paint early, it is more difficult for those guards, and they have to press to kind of get difficult shots going. And so I'll put it first and foremost on our interior defensive play, and then compliment the guards next.
You have a very deep team, evidenced by the fact that, you know, Rachel goes out with foul trouble there on Saturday. Taylor Bray comes in and ends up with 14 points. If you're able to get that kind of contribution from your bench and not just from the post, how dangerous can you guys be?
Well, I think that's important to not fall once you bring in a sub off the bench. We don't miss a beat. We don't have to change what we do offensively. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, each kid kind of has a player that subs in for them. And we don't have to say, okay, now we're really small, so we have to run this. We're small, so we know what we're going to run, and it might just be a different look, but we don't have to completely go to a different style of play on the offensive end or defensive end. So we try to guard without fouling, but you can't always control that aspect of it. But it is nice to have a bench you can go to and just not skip a beat.
Benches in a COVID era are certainly interesting to look at, how spread apart people are. But heck, you're 6 rows deep into the bleachers. You got so many people on your roster this year. How do you maneuver through 19 players on your roster?
Well, you don't, obviously. And we recruit to say, hey, we have, when we bring kids in, if you win a spot as a freshman, great, we're going to play the best players. But I even tell them I'm not going to keep 17 to 20 kids happy unless you understand what your role is and you accept that piece of the puzzle. And we preach it, and it's still hard to do. I'm sure, some of those kids who are junior seniors and don't play as much, they want to play, they put in the time. But the fact is sometimes it's not what you're not doing, because they all work hard. It's just the fact that we have something going with these other kids, and they're not doing anything in a negative sense to lose any playing time. So we just have selfless kids. It makes it awesome for practices where we can, run a ton. We can, make a lot of subs, so we can have a high energy practice the whole way through, because we're not, 11, 12 kids deep. We have, most of the time, most of our team there during our practice times this year. But sometimes you have kids missing for class, kids are hurt, and all of a sudden your 16 team turns into 12 and 4 of them are post. So it's nice. We have, again, we preach selflessness. And so kids are just excited to be a part of a big picture thing, and preparing those who do get to play bigger minutes on Saturdays and Fridays. They know they're a big part of the reason why we're having success.
Every kid who plays college sports, for the most part, is a top 5 or 6 player. How difficult is it for kids to understand that there's more than 6 people on this roster? Somebody's got to sit.
Right. Again, I think it's not sugarcoating it to them or their parents when they're being recruited. I'm very honest to sometimes probably a fault to say, even the 5 starters are probably fairly happy with their minutes and time. Some might want more, but even the 7th, 8th, 9th kid on the team, they might not be happy with their minutes they're getting. It's just human nature to say, well, why aren't I starting, but we just don't entertain that, and we don't bring that to the table. I always have an open door concept where kids come in, and if they want to talk, hey, what can I do? Let's talk about it. But sometimes they need to hear the cold, hard truth. They're not doing enough. Or again, she's not doing anything wrong. So that's why you're not catching her. So again, it's just that honesty and, tough love and not sugarcoating anything. I want all 19 of them to be really, really happy, but that's not going to be because of game day minutes and time.
The NCAA is allowing everyone a free year because of COVID, and it's going to cause some issues down the road with recruiting. With a large roster, only a handful of seniors, do you know what your team might even look like next year?
Interesting you say that. I have an idea of what it could look like, but I'm not confident. We might need to share some lockers next year. You know, I think a lot of our kids, we gave them the time of just saying, you know, what are you thinking right now, having a year back? Some kids know they're coming back. Some kids don't. Some kids might not be sure for sure. So the senior group, I have a kind of a grasp, but that junior and sophomore and freshman group saying, okay, are you taking this as a redshirt year? What are you going to be? We just spoke about it in our meeting again this morning, like with our recruiting down the 21s and 22s. What do we do? You know, who are we actually going to have after that? So it's quite a conversation, and we'll worry about that in March, April, but it is something we keep on mentioning, and we are going to have another big team next year.
You guys are riding a 3-game winning streak. How has your team handled that this week in practice?
Well, we just get right back to business. They get to enjoy the Moorhead wins, and we absolutely celebrate it, and we talk about our successes and what we can do better. But we got to go on the road for the first time, and that's never easy, and it's a long trip. And, you know, Mary, we've had to watch them 4 times against St. Cloud State. So you, as much as it's great because St. Cloud is a very good defensive team, very good offensive team, they're not the same as us. So you're like, oh, dang it. What are they going to do against this kid, against us? And you kind of have a guessing game. So we're prepared for as much as I can think of.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.